This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses this time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Emily this morning. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
Hi. So this one is a delicate one on two different fronts. One, a family member is involved, and two, there's a pregnancy involved as well. Correct?
Yeah, like, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I've literally been up like half the night crying because I have a sneaking suspicion that this is actually real.
Okay.
And it's
all right.
Not a rumor. I'm like,
all right, hold on.
I'm really trying to keep it together for this.
Your boyfriend's name is Julian. How long have you guys been together?
About 2.5 years.
Okay. The rumor that you're talking about is that you heard that he is the one who got who pregnant.
Okay, my aunt and I were cooking Easter. She told me that there was a rumor that that Julian had gotten my cousin Chelsea pregnant.
So your cousin.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him at all? Because some time has passed between then and now.
Yeah, I did. I confronted him, and he was, like, waffling. He was not, like, coming clean with it, you know. He was not telling me what exactly that. He didn't really give me a straight answer.
Okay, we're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna call him up. We're gonna offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to and what he writes on the card. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. Then we will all talk this out. Okay. Take a deep breath. You're going on hold.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Julian, please?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Amanda with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Giving out flowers.
Yes, it's a promotion. We know you have plenty of options when it comes to your coverage. It's really easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Sure. Marina.
And then before I get her address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Just thinking about you.
Okay, thinking about you. And then love, Julian?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, Julian. It's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is War of the Roses. That wasn't a real offer. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Emily. Emily, you're back on with us.
Dude, for real?
I just cannot believe you, Julian. Who is that?
Babe.
Is that... Wait, hold on. Is that not your cousin?
No! My cousin's name is Chelsea.
Like, what is even happening?
You're
right
heads
now?
In your ass. That's well, what's the, going on. Okay?
Emily...
It's been there for like 18 months, bro.
Emily was worried that you were cheating on her, and she wanted us to do this test we call War of the Roses on you. And by our standards, you are cheating, but it didn't start because of a girl named Marina. It started because of her cousin, Chelsea. Who is Marina?
I'd never do anything with Chelsea. That's your cousin. Yeah.
You said I would never do that with your cousin, as if you're supposed to get, like, extra points for that. You're not supposed to do it with anybody.
I can't believe this, Emily.
Julian, are you even there?
I'm here, man. Okay. I'm just taking in the drama.
Who?
You know?
Just taking it in. Yeah, wow. Just eating popcorn.
You know what?
Not at all the
cause of it.
What?
You know what? My aunt, she said, I deserve better than this. And I'm the one who has to see that. I see it now.
Well, you're not even asking me who Marina is.
Okay, well then who is Marina? Like the
Marina's a friend who's not been doing well. And I'm sending her flowers because she was on my mind.
No, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You've been acting cagey.
You've been too clingy. You have anxieties, like tendencies. This is too much for me. Like, I want out. I can send my friends flowers when they're not doing well. I can do whatever I want. Like, and I've been trying to put up with you, and you've, like, claimed that I was going out with Chelsea before, and I told you I wouldn't. And if you can't take my word, then
go ahead and try to gaslight me. I've been clingy. Are you absolutely out of your mind? I work like 40 hours a week, and then I go to class at night. If I ask for a hug, that's not the definition of clingy. Clingy is some chick
that's
who's blowing up
you
your phone.
You
are not an arbiter on how
pregnant.
Much a girl
that's
needs because you don't even know what you want or need.
Okay.
Girl, I know you got a full schedule. You need therapy.
Okay.
All right.
I hope you
Julian,
get the help you need.
Julian, we're going to let you go. Emily, I'm sorry. I know that you had a lot of anxiety leading up to this, and I can only imagine that it's not better. So we've run out of time, though. Do you want to hang out and talk to us off the air for a little bit?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.